This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Dave Hughes. Don't miss a massive 30% off the entire Best Sheds range. Inquire now at bestsheds.com.au.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Dave Hughes.
Is this moron number one?
Am I soft or not?
Put moron number two on the phone.
If you've been in a sling for 6 months, yes.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Comfortably the best guests appear on this show. What a beautiful day, by the way.
Yeah, really? 3 days. I mean, extraordinary.
I thought we were done. I thought the crap had come in cold, windy, rainy, and now we've just served up some magnificence.
So crisp.
Oh, how good. How good. Now, big names to talk about them. Josh King. 7-1, I think. 8-1. 8-1.
8-1, the Storm.
8-1, the Storm. Equal top, we'll
say. 7-1.
7-1. So they're flying. He's coming in. We love him. Been in here before, of course, plenty of times. 10 grand on the line with Guernsey Cash. Huey's going to take a look at the Tom Brady roast from last night. Callum Ward, what a superstar he is for the GWS Giants. An idiot song from back in 2019. A well-told joke. Tell me that's not a show.
Mate, we are chock-a-block.
What about that for a bloody... Hello, Huey.
It's a crazy show.
A good show. Hello, Rabbits Bartholomew.
Right, and the girls, there'd be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What? Yeah. What a line of questioning is this?
How are you going with the female side of things, Jake?
With the snake.
That was live to air.
It's exceptional to think that he is somewhere in the world being paid.
Creating havoc.
Somewhere else.
I know.
The world just wants him.
They hear
him here and they say, we need him.
I don't know.
They do, man. Been on everything.
Where is he in the world? We don't know.
Somewhere.
We don't know.
Rolling in cash.
We went to the Olympics in London and Fat was flat after the first week. He didn't see him himself. And I sort of thought, how do we get him back up and about? He doesn't seem to be that, you know. And it occurred to me, Husey, this is how sad it is. It occurred to me the reason he was flat is because he hadn't been recognised in the streets of London. It's 100%. So I said to him, come with me, Fat. We're going to go down Carnaby Street because every Aussie that goes to London goes to Carnaby Street. I said, you'll get your fix. So we walked down Carnaby Street. Cocko, Cock, Fat, good to see you, mate.
He deserves it.
And at the end of it, he just turned around and he goes, yes, I'm back.
It is fun when you're overseas and someone recognises you and they get a photo with you and all the people who don't know who you are going, what's this guy?
What's this?
What's the problem here?
The hell's that
Who's this idiot? Yeah. Why is he famous?
I love it. All right, are we wrapping?
Yes, of course.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
We're getting wrapped up here with the rappy.
It's the All Sports Report. It's Tyre Power's Mega May Sale. Buy three, get one free on Falcon Wild Peak all-terrain tyres at Tyre Power.
He's on fire. He's bringing sponsorships to the show. Right, he's dominating.
Yeah, great. Man. No, I'm happy to. Do I get a cut? a lot of injury news in the AFL. Start with Collingwood. This annoys me. Brody Majacek did his hamstring in the third quarter against Carlton and didn't come off the ground.
No, stayed out there.
And they still won. Mm. That's annoying, isn't it? He's going to be out for 3 weeks.
No.
What's that about?
He doesn't miss either.
No.
Anyway, so Bo McCreary, we know he's entered the concussion protocol, so he's out. Lockie Schiltz is going to miss because he accepted a week for his shocking hit on Blake Acres. Come on, Lockie. Anyway, they got the West Coast this week, so they'll win anyway, won't they?
I would imagine.
Oh, they're up and about, the Collingwood supporters.
Oh, no, it's making us all sick. Too many of them here.
Too many in my...
I've told you this. Half of our staff are Collingwood fans.
Oh, they're so cocky. All right, so Libba, we talked about that yesterday. Isn't it? When he's out indefinitely.
That's a worry. Good
that
man,
is a
Libba.
Concern. Yeah, he's such a good player. So let's watch this space with Libba. He's going to be out for a few weeks. He's suspended anyway, but that doesn't matter because he will be out for a few weeks. Dangerfield is in the sights of Adelaide.
I cannot believe
that. That is weird.
He'll be loving this, Danger. This will be right up his alley, the fact that this is even being discussed.
So, what, to go back and play?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, it's Mitch Cleary, and he's one of the very best. So if he's gone with it, then there's some element of truth to it.
I actually wanted to ask Rory Sloane, and I didn't because it was all about Rory the other day because he retired. I wanted to ask him, though, did he think that they would have won a premiership if Danger had stayed? yeah. back in the day, 2000, because he left in 2016. Yep. He wasn't there for that grand final.
Yep, he would have made a big difference.
He might have made the difference. But, yeah, Danger, I remember years ago when he was over at Adelaide, he invited me to the club, Danger, and I did a tour of there when they used to play at Westlakes. Mm-hmm. I did a tour. He took me and my son on a tour of Westlakes. It actually converted my son, who was like 4 or 5 at the time, converted him to the Adelaide Crows.
And he still?
No, he's back to Carlton. But he was there. He was barking for the Crows when they lost in that 2017 grand final. So I've still got photos of my son crying in his Adelaide gear. And I remind him of those days. So look what that club did to you, mate. Carlton never made you feel that sad.
No, but they got to a grand final.
All right. So what else have we got? We've got the NBA. Are you in the NBA at all?
I'm not that big on it, to be honest.
All right. Well, I am. And the Knicks beat the whoever they played. So I'm obviously not that into it. But also
Indiana.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. And who else won? The Timberwolves.
Yeah, they beat Denver. They're up 2-0.
Yeah. So the if you want to get into it, mate, the Timberwolves.
My oldest son is a mad Denver fan. So I sort of vicariously follow them, mate, through him.
But if you want to find a sport that's on during the day, it's like when other people aren't around that you can watch. If you've got any spare time between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., NBA, that's when it's on. You can watch it for 6 hours and then your wife rings you and goes, have you done anything around the house?
No. The other thing about it is, I don't know what they do in the States, but they've got, if we're 4K, our television, they're like 24K. So when you watch the NBA, it looks like a video game.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It looks like the bloody, you know, PlayStation people are out there.
Right. You know, on that topic, why on Foxtel do I have to press the button to get 4K?
I don't know.
Why can't they just be 4K
just
anyway?
Just give it to you anyway.
Who wouldn't want it? Who doesn't want 4K? Yeah,
if there's a better option, just give me that to start with. It is bloody good, though.
Before we move off Rappy, Jake Fraser-McGurk was a guest on Willow Talk today on the Listener app.
The Rooster.
He was asked about his omission from the T20 World Cup squad.
There's two ways you can look at it. You can look at it through, oh, this is what I've done to prove my case. And then there's also a month and a half ago, I wasn't even in the picture. And they probably had a good idea of sort of what it was a month and a half ago, trying to build that, how they can get the connection in that team. It's hard to fit in. You've got David Warner, our best opener ever in three formats. You've got Travis Head, who's lighting it up over here and has lit it up for the past 18 months. And then Mitch Masters, same, and he's also the captain. So unless I can't really see myself batting at 5 or 6 because we're pretty set there with Timmy David, Cam Green, those sort of blokes. So that's the way I think about it.
Maturely handled by the Rooster, our man.
Yep.
As we leave the
you need the full chat, by the way, on the Listener app, Willow Talk.
Is this Warner's last hurrah? Is this his last? So this is, this will be it for Davey.
The Bachelor and the Masked Singer.
Yeah. Look, guys,
This is your bloody thing, the Masked Singer.
I broke this morning because it was going to get broken by, you know, someone else. I said, I'm going to break it. Look.
Axed.
We're not. The term axed is just a bit harsh.
Well, I'm just reading it.
No, well, I don't like it. Rested.
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 Right.
We're resting.
So I thought you were flying on the Masked Singer.
Mate, we were flying. We've been smashing the ratings, but I worry about Channel 10. I love Channel 10, but I worry. No, I'm not worried.
You worry? I don't worry about that.
Well, I mean, the money, they run out of money, mate. we're going to have Taylor Swift on the series this year. It was going to be Taylor Swift.
Did you honestly think someone was Beyonce once in a kebab suit?
Of course I did, mate. I thought Beyonce. I thought, you know, Justin Timberlake. I mean, they were all lined up to do the next series.
Right.
Timberlake. Beyonce, who else? Other people.
Anthony Kalea?
We've had him.
No, I know.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes special guest host Dave Hughes.
I'm wearing pants, which is, obviously I'm overdressed for this.
Wow.
You guys are so relaxed.
Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
I like to think that most of the qualities you're meant to have as a man, I tick the boxes. Compassionate. Loving, caring, but Huey, there's one
humble,
thing I'm not.
Humble.
Yes, humble. Put
that
of course.
You're just going to let all that slide.
I didn't actually need to put that one in. But I'm happy to put my hand high and say that one thing I'm not good at is patience.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm a very impatient person.
Yeah.
And I think as I get older, I'm getting worse.
Fair enough.
So What I'm asking 133353 style for the family members is what pushes your impatience button hardest? Don't get me started on the lifts here, by the way. There's only how many floors?
Six
floors, four lifts, and you're waiting 8 minutes for the bloody lift every time you're trying to get into it. But I'm not.
You can't even use the stairs, can you?
No stairs.
You can't use the stairs.
So you're buggered.
No. Open the stair door and the fire alarm goes off. You just want to get a bit of exercise.
Exactly right, yeah. Hughesy. But I'm not going with that one. That's too easy. That's low hanging fruit. But I tell you what I do. I have to check into a lot of hotels because obviously we summer and winter with the cricket and the footy, you travel a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't get why. When you're waiting behind someone who's checking in, you're still waiting 10 minutes later. It's like two keys hand them over. What the hell else is going on can facilitate a 10-minute conversation between the person behind the jump and the person checking in?
I absolutely agree with you. On the subject of travel as well, I've got a couple more.
Go on.
Rental cars. How long do you wait for the keys when you're hiring a car? Right. It can take an hour. What are they doing?
How? Exactly.
Just give us the keys.
Hand the keys over.
Point me to the direction of the car and I'll find it. Why so long?
I don't know. I don't know.
Upselling me insurance. Are they upselling everyone insurance on the
car? Yeah, I'm with you.
What
I'm
about getting you off a plane and the people in front of you, the row in front of you, haven't prepared themselves? Like, guys, we're getting off.
Yep.
Get your luggage out and get ready.
Yep.
This has got to be quick.
I'm hearing you.
They're still sitting down.
I know. 133353, what pushes your impatience button hardest? Hughesy's off.
He's off.
What are we giving away?
Magnificent prizes. Steel Blue boots to win, a $200 prize pack for Fireball whiskey to win, and a $100 grilled voucher because you can score 2-for-1 burgers at Grilled every Monday after Aussie rules or rugby league team wins this season. Head to grill.com.au for details and to sign up.
All right. What pushes your impatience button? Every time, Hughesy, I say to myself, come on, you got to be better than this. And then I just tip into it.
What about hook turns? When people in front of you run a hook turn, you know they're on their phone. Mate, you're in the middle of an intersection and you're on your phone Googling? Come on, man.
He's away.
Let's turn right.
One triple three five three. What pushes your impatience buttons?
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes special guest host and Carlton tragic, Dave Hughes.
What is your favourite memory?
95, mate. You were there.
It's gone straight to 95.
For more memorable Rush Hour moments, download the Listener app to hear us wherever you are and whenever you want.
James Brayshaw and Dave Hughes. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Josh King from the Melbourne Storm joining us in about 7 minutes' time. But right now, JB 133353, we're asking the family.
Yeah, what pushes your impatience button hardest? Brad from Melbourne. Hello, Brad.
Gents, button pushed. What do people do when they come out of the servo shop and get in their car? What are they doing?
Instead of driving off.
Get on their phone, yeah.
No, what do they do? They do everything but turn the ignition, put your seatbelt on and go.
Yeah.
Like, come on, go.
What about when you've got your nozzle and you want to put it in the thing and the guy inside doesn't press the button?
So
there's nothing going on. Mate, what are you doing in there? Look out, I'm here and I'm ready to squirt into the car, but you're not giving me the chance.
Greg and Lara. Hello, Greg. Greg.
Yes, g'day, guys.
There we are, mate. We got you. What pushes your impatience button?
It would have to be when you ring up to pay a bill or make changes, and they say to you, we're just going to put you on hold for a minute, and 1 minute is like 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then they come back to you, and the phone disconnects.
Yeah. Oh, no. And then you try and get their name. So can I have your name so that if this disconnects, I can ring you back? No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not giving you my name. You're just going to have to go to the back of the queue and start again.
And when you get angry at them, they act like, you know, you're doing the wrong thing.
which you probably are. Yeah. Greg, stay there. Craig in East Ringwood. Hello, Craig.
Yeah, g'day, guys. JB Hughesy. What pushes my buttons is when a 60-year-old goes to buy a straight leg pair of Levi's in a shopping centre, and every person in front of you is dawdling along, looking at their phones, and it takes you 10 to 15 minutes longer to get the just jeans than it should.
And you're a traditional guy with traditional straight leg jeans. What do you think What about these young people who've got baggy jeans? What do you think of them?
Oh, well, I've got three daughters, each to their own.
So he's not an unreasonable man.
The earphone things are driving me mad too, AirPods, because they're not... The spatial awareness evaporates.
Right,
so Southland or Chadstone, They just walk straight across your line because they don't know you're there. They've got their AirPods in.
Mate, I was driving home from the show the other night down Murray Street, and a young woman's on her phone, just didn't even look up. Yeah. I had to slam the brakes on. I honked the horn. She looks up and annoyed at me because I've disturbed her YouTube watching. You're in the middle of the road. I could have run her over.
Oh, I like it. Oh, where are we going now? Aaron in Traralgon. Hello, Az.
How you going?
What pushes your impatience button?
What pushes my buttons is when you go to a drive-through and there's no cars in front of you and you've paid and everything, can you go to the next window and wait for your meal? Why are we going to the next window to wait for our meal? You just want your timer to look good.
Oh, I like that. Stay on the line.
What about when you go through and they say you've got to wait in the waiting bay because they've got no fries ready? What, you got no fries? What are McDonald's doing?
But then
the
you get fresh fries, though, which
is good. They should always be ready. What are they doing?
Constantly. I didn't realise when we couched this one that it'd be right.
He's angry.
In Hughie's sweet spot.
He's been baking.
I thought we were going to Kai. No, we're going to Frankston. Pete. Hello, Pete.
James Brayshaw.
Yes,
Dave
mate.
Hughes. I've finally got on air after all this, but anyway. Hey, right lane hogs annoy the piss out of me. What's wrong with them?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's being taught enough with young drivers when they're doing their L's.
Yeah.
If you're not overtaking anyone, get out of the lane. It's not hard. I'm with you, Pete.
These people need to go to Italy and drive in Italy. If you're in the, or I think it's the opposite, the cars in Italy go 400 kilometres an hour and they will run you off the road you stay in that. If you're going slow in the fast lane, they will run you
off
the road.
Same in England. The motorways are the same. Phil Kai Abram. Hello, Phil.
G'day, boys. How you going?
What's pushing your impatience button, Phil?
Well, when the young fellas you work with say, oh, do you mind picking me up in the morning? And you do it every day. And then they text you and now I'm not coming to work today. I'm sleeping in. And then could you mind giving me a lift home? And like that, real, I've got no patience and that pushes my buttons full.
I like it.
My son, honestly, him and his mates, I drive him home from basketball. They all sit in the back. No one sits beside me.
No,
they're the Uber driver.
Exactly.
And they won't let me get involved in the conversations.
One more. Jenny from Keylor has phoned up as well.
Hello, Jen.
Hi. How are you guys?
What's pushing your button?
It's when you're in merging traffic and you've been waiting there for ages and then someone comes down from the back of the pack on the inside and expects to let you meant to let them in.
Yep. I know. And then they crack it when you don't let them in.
Exactly.
Trying to jump 20 cars in the queue.
Yeah, I am that person.
You are.
I'm like, come on. Let Hughie in. Come on, wave.
Prize. All right. Where are we going with the prize? Who did you like, Hughie?
I love them all. Who do we love the most? It's hard. How many prizes have we got?
Three.
I like Az in Traralgon. He's just trying to get his meal in the drive-thru.
Yeah, no, that's a good
Az,
one.
We're going to send you a pair of blue steel boots. They're worth $250, if you don't mind.
Champions. Thanks, eight boys.
There you are, Az. All right.
By the way, $10 from every pair of pink and purple coloured steel blue boots sold is donated to breast cancer care. What a pair to support women on and off site.
That lovely lady who just rang us.
Jenny.
Anyone who's trying to go in the inside and jump 20 cars.
She's got one.
That presses her button.
$100 grilled voucher headed your way, Jenny.
Thank you very much.
Nice, and I like Craig.
Yeah.
East Ringwood. People with those bloody earplugs in.
You've got yourself
paying attention.
A $200 Fireball whiskey pack, which includes a 1.14 litre bottle of Fireball.
What the hell?
Fireball bucket hat, Fireball mullet, Fireball inflatable, Fireball socks. Ignite the night with Fireball cinnamon whiskey and make sure you drink responsibly there, Craig.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll take it to my next AA meeting.
That's it. Do that.
It's a good present,
right? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Someone's going to be the recipient for you, Craigie.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes comedy superstar and the very famous Dave Hughes.
Had a couple of people recognise me. I should take a photo if you like.
See Hughesy and JB for yourself by following Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram.
The Storm are once again flying.
Oh.
They're second on the table. We'll say equal first. And
equal
this weekend, they have a top of the table clash against the Cronulla Sharks. And we're joined by their superstar, Josh King.
There are three certainties in life: death, taxes, and the Melbourne Storm piling up wins.
And the Melbourne Storm have beaten the Gold Coast
by 22 points to 20.
And for our next guest, sometimes it can be all too easy.
And then Munster goes right to King. He's gone right through. He's over the 20. Oh, the lock forward's going to score. And he does. No one got near King. And he goes over in the corner.
Please welcome Josh King.
Airborne the Storm, Kingy.
Airborne. Yeah, really good. Our wingers have been airborne lately, actually. They've been scoring some good tries out there. Xavier Coates, Will Warbrick. Not me. I'm not airborne that often, to be fair.
That was ridiculous.
That Xavier Coates, I watched that live. I wasn't there, but I was on TV, watching on TV live. Yeah. And it was that was extraordinary.
Yeah, it's crazy. Obviously, I'm in the middle doing the hard stuff and let him do all the pretty stuff, obviously. But, to sit back and watch that. A couple of weeks in a row, he took some hangers there and yeah, I'm glad he's on my team, that's for sure.
That athleticism is actually extraordinary. I kept having to hit the replay button came up on the newspaper. I just kept hitting replay.
It was orgasmic.
Yeah, it got me going a bit, actually.
That was NRL porn.
It was. Now, top of the table, by the way, coming up Saturday night, Sharks at Amy Park.
Mm.
What are we expecting out of them? Because we're going beautifully.
Yeah, no, they've been going really well this year, obviously. I think they've only lost one, same as us, sitting on the same points there. For and against is a little bit better, but they're a really good side. They've got a good set of outside backs, a few boys in the halves that do really well for them, and their forwards have been going really well, scoring a few tries for them as well. So it'll be a tough ask for us, but the boys are up for it, and a few new faces in there this week, so we're excited.
It's a statement game. We as a Melbourne Storm, let's just establish ourselves as the top of the pile, yeah? And it's by beating Nicho Hynes, who should never have left Melbourne.
No,
he ruined his career. He might have won the Dally M, but whatever.
No, exactly. Arguably he's been going all right, but yeah.
Well, it's some niggle when you get up against him, like the past teammates. What happens?
I think it's always fun going up against, I guess, former clubs and past teammates. For me, Nicho left sort of the year I come, so I never really crossed over with him. I've had a little bit to do with him through the boys, and he's a really great bloke. But I know a lot of the boys have a good relationship with him.
Yeah.
And I'd say there'll be a little bit of niggle going on through the game.
You've got some of his money, really. And if he had a stay,
they signed me instead. Yeah,
no doubt about it. How do you love Melbourne? I know you're from Maitland. You're a New South Welshman, but do you love Melbourne?
Yeah, love it. It's awesome. I'm originally from Singleton, which is like the Hunter Valley, about an hour north of Newcastle, and it's a little bit different out there. It's a rural town, probably 30,000 people population sort of thing. So coming from there, come down to Melbourne, it's been unreal. I'm living in Richmond, and get out there and go for dinner in the city and go see a few shows and different concerts and that. So I just feel like I'm on holidays, really.
You don't get hassled, because I know that the Swans and the Giants, the AFL boys, don't get hassled in Sydney, and the Storm really don't get hassled in Melbourne, do they?
No. Well, I don't get hassled back at home, Husey, to be fair. I'm just fine. It's all right when you're me. Melbourne's great for that, even. You know, that some of the superstars of our game, the Munsters and the Pappenhausers, they don't even get recognised that much down here. So it's a little bit different when you go up to, we stayed obviously on the Gold Coast on the weekend. So you go up there and you forget that that's rugby league heartland up there in Queensland. But yeah, down here is a little bit different. Yeah. It's nice just to fly under the radar.
Geelong, have been incredibly good at creating an environment for their players where they are so relaxed. They don't spend every waking minute at the club. They can go back to Torquay or, Jandakot, wherever they are, and live a normal life. And I know a lot of AFL players thinking about moving clubs are attracted to that because Chris Scott's been really strong on the fact that they've got to have a different environment to everyone else. It seems to me the Great Bellyache has been a bit similar, because all the Storm boys that come down from the eastern states, hardly any of them leave.
Yeah. Well, I think that's very attractive for a lot of them. There's a very fine line between that footy and life balance and being able to get that right. And I think down here you're able to do that because it's not rugby league 24/7. There's not people in your face 24/7 and reminding you about games or bad games you had on the weekend. Down here, everyone sort of leaves you alone. Even the media, the media is not really chasing after the rugby league players too much, which is always nice. So I think it's a lot easier to have a level head and get away from the game, I guess, a little
bit. Are you a nightclub guy? You're only, what, 28, 27, 28?
28, yeah.
Yeah, what's your situation? Are you someone who goes out of a weekend after a game, obviously, not before the game, but do you frequent the nightclubs in Melbourne?
Not frequently, Husey, but every now and then we like to dabble if we celebrate a win, that's for sure.
Are you in a relationship? Because you're a handsome guy, isn't it, JB?
Yes, in a relationship. Yeah, yep, right. Yep, locked up.
Richmond, there's some beautiful bars and, you know, pubs, and you don't have to nightclub it.
No, that's exactly right. You can go for a quiet beer, and I think that's with footy sometimes, you just sit back and reflect a little bit on the game, and if you've earned a beer, you have a beer, but sometimes, obviously, if Bellyache's a little bit upset, we might not be having a beer. But
yeah, but if you win, he's not upset, even if it's only by 2 points. Oh. I mean, you beat the Titans by 2 points. A win's a win.
That's right, exactly. That's exactly right. Right. But
I want to ask you about something. Well, two things next, Josh King, because we don't often get royalty in the house. So a little break desperate. And more with Josh next.
Billy Brownless has gone AWOL.
I nearly had enough.
Oh, no. So don't worry, we have too.
So we've brought in a comedy icon to replace him.
It's great to be with you two legends.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and Dave Hughes.
JB and Husey, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Josh King from the Melbourne Storm has stuck around, by the way. A doubleheader on Saturday. Storm versus the Sharks at Amy Park. There's a curtain raiser. The under-21s are playing the Eels as well. And they'll also pay recognition to a former Stormer, one of our mates, Dale Finucane,
who is
retiring from the game. But if you give us a call right now, 1-333-53, five double passes to head along to Amy Park. Storm versus the Sharks. Top of the table clash.
The bigger flyer.
Yeah, good guitar player.
As an AFL fan, the Storm provides such entertainment. The way they play is extraordinary. Is. And they will miss Pappenhausen, but there's so many others who are just so good to watch, including this legend.
No doubt about it.
I did the double on Anzac Day. Did Collingwood, then I went and saw the Storm.
And?
Amazing.
No, it's awesome.
Love it. Yeah.
No, they're nice couple of little spots that you can have a couple of personality tablets while you're watching. Now, two things. Firstly, we're infatuated with the bellyache because of the legend that he is. So after the game, does he still get everyone around in the circle? And does he still eyeball all the way around? And then once that's finished and the honesty's done, a beer? Does that still happen?
Yeah, no, that's still the same sort of thing. We usually come back in to go into the change rooms and he gives us the final word, and sometimes it's, you know, there's a few colourful words in there as well, depending on how we go in the game, but you never know with Craig. But then after that, obviously, we go sing the song. If we've had a win, we go sing the song. And like I say, it's good sometimes to just sit around and reflect because we're around 10 this weekend, and I don't know where that time's gone. It's gone in the blink of an eye. Yeah. So it's always good to sit back and, I guess, like I say, reflect, reminisce a little bit.
All right.
He is berserk in the box. He's a coach of any sport I've ever seen. I reckon he goes crazier than anyone. Have you ever made a mistake on the field and then watched the replay and seen him go crazy at what you've done?
Oh, not really. Like, you were copied in the meeting the following week, so you don't need to worry about it. I've spoken to people who have been up in the box, and it's pretty funny, I think. Like he says some pretty bad things, I think, in the moment, in the heat of the moment. But he's very passionate. And to be fair, you see that side of things, but he's actually a really caring and he's a great man. He's got a really good relationship with all the boys. And I think one of the special things he can do, he can spray you in 1 minute, but then in the next minute he's having a chat. He's asking about your family, what are you doing on the weekend. So he's a really good bloke, and the boys respect him.
I love that.
Goes to the gym here, JB.
Oh, no.
In our building.
Does he? He knows
the
owner of the building.
He's a psycho in the gym, mate. Yeah. He's a psycho. He's trains that hard. It's ridiculous.
The Iron Bar Award, 2022 preseason, for outstanding effort in the notoriously difficult I Don't Quit camp. Yeah. Kingy. I'm pretty confident in saying that Huey and myself wouldn't win the Iron Bar Award. So explain a bit about that.
So the Storm do it every year. The IDQ camp, pretty much new recruits come down, and that's what you have to go through. And it's pretty notorious around the league. Like, I knew coming down that I would have to do that. But for me, where I was at in my career, like I say, I'm 28, so I come down here when I was 26. I hadn't really always been a fringe player, hadn't really played too much footy, wasn't doing much up in Newcastle. So coming down here was a massive opportunity for me. And for me, I marked that on the calendar that was going to be the first chance I really get to show, you know, the mental, the physical toughness to the coaches coming into this new team, hoping that I would potentially play 3 to 5 games, let alone start the season at 13 when I first come down here. So that was a big one for me, and I really wanted to win the Iron Bar. So at the end
what
of the
What stuff were you doing in that, please?
So we started, we trained on the Monday, then Monday afternoon you sort of start camp, and we did a whole lot of marching throughout Melbourne and went up Crown Towers, the steps a few times, and ended up over at St. Kilda Beach, went down the coast way to like a scout camp and spent a couple of days there. I think the first night maybe slept for 45 minutes. The second day we were down on the beach wrestling in the sand, all those sorts of things, obstacle courses. That night we did a silent march for like 3 hours. You just got to walk around with your pack on and holding your iron bar, 20 kilo pack or what, and 7 kilo bar or something. And you do for 3 hours, you just walk aimlessly through the bush, which was, that was pretty tough. Then after that, you get put on guard in the bush, just on your own, just standing there for 5 hours till the sun comes up. So you don't sleep the second night. And then the following day, so that's your 3 days in by that stage. And, finish up about midday, did a bit of wrestling and some boxing, different things like that. So 3 days, 45 minutes sleep. It's a tough slog.
Yeah, it doesn't sound healthy, but you don't want to do it very often. But you go from a fringe player to never, you just don't miss a game anymore, to in the best team in the league. What an effort from you.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I still pinch myself a little bit coming down here, like to be able to play for such a successful club. You know, the what the Storm have been able to do in their time in the competitions is amazing. So to be a small part of that, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. How would you go in the iron bar?
No, I would go, I'm fairly determined. I don't look like I am, but I am. I'd whinge, but I would continue. I wouldn't go as well as you, but I'd go all right. I'd go all right, yeah. What could I do, do you think, to improve my physicality? What would you say?
Oh, I think we're talking a little bit about before. You got to get in the gym a little bit. A bit of protein, I think. Maybe add something into the protein.
Right. I'd like to see you in the protein. That's an interesting
I'm a tofu guy. Do I look like a tofu guy? And I am.
Hey, good crowds. 20,000 plus average this season.
Been killing it. Yeah.
How good?
Yeah, unbelievable. We were talking about that the other day, how good the crowds have been. I think especially we were speaking about Anzac Day on the back of that.
Yep.
Like, that's always an amazing night to be a part of, and the Storm do it so well with the blackout and everything like that. And, you know, I think we do well to get a lot of the crowds coming from the AFL after the Anzac Day match there. So, definitely can't complain. We've been unreal.
Can I say one thing about the NRL which beats the AFL? How long is your halftime? I tell you what, it's not 20 long. Minutes.
No, 10
it's
minutes.
The AFL's too long.
Too long.
20 minutes is too long. Mm. Don't need it that long. I reckon it's 10 minutes for you guys.
10
you jog in, you sit on those little plastic chairs,
yep.
You have a little bit of a, you know, a snake or two, and then you jog out. Makes the
You're
whole night a bit quicker.
No, yeah. You know? I agree. Now, electrician Husey.
Yes.
By trade. Are you on the tools at all, Kingy, anymore?
Not often. Yeah, when I go home, Dad's always got a list as long as his arm to do. But not so much anymore. Obviously, I did that early on when I was playing at Newcastle and got it ticked off. And that was important for me to sort of set up a foundation for me to be able to chase rugby league a bit. There's been a few times throughout my career I mentioned before when I was a fringe player, I didn't even know if I'd be able to continue playing. I was sort of looking at getting a job back as an electrician through COVID there for a little bit. So, you know, that was always great for me that if anything ever happened with footy that I'd have that to go back to, but not so much anymore. Maybe one day I'll hang up the boots.
Looking at the bloody cranked up Ford Ranger utes around my joint, they're the rock stars, the tradies.
It's all cash, mate.
Not about that. No,
you get any cash at the Storm anymore? No cash anymore, is
no
it?
No cash.
You get the odd boat floating around.
Certainly not for me.
Smithy took all the cash and all the boats. Hey, Kingy, well done, mate. You could not be going better, and a huge game coming up Saturday with the Sharks. Now, tickets?
Ticketek.com.au or NRL.com.jb. Join the over 30,000 members of the Storm are flying.
Be their 15th straight win.
You know
Amy
what?
Park.
And if you live anywhere near Melbourne, you can feel like a winner if you support the Storm. Because they win.
That's
they
exactly right.
Win.
Don't worry. I'm aware of it. But thanks for bringing it up. Kingy, great to see you, mate. Good luck.
Thank you very much for having me.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes special guest host Dave Hughes.
I'm wearing pants, which is obviously I'm overdressed for this.
Wow.
You guys are so relaxed.
Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X at Triple M Rush Hour. Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
Players is your life, Jim.
10 grand? What an open does.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
I'm looking down at this list here, and our man Onion, I don't think you've met Onion yet, Husey. You would know if you have met him. He's got the biggest head of any human being you've ever seen. It's like a medicine ball stuck on his shoulders.
Big head, big brain.
No, it is. What do you mean, come on? That's what it is.
No, you're right. Yeah, 100% right, actually.
Anyway, he does this list of players, and he's starting to get a bit funky on it. He
is. Yeah, this is some funky stuff going on.
He's treating it like it's his own cash.
Well, I know. It's a sponsored segment, so I don't know why he's worried about it.
It's gettable, though. There's one, number seven. Yeah. If he gets number seven, I'll give him some money myself or her, whoever we've got. Yeah,
we got Sam on the line from Morwell. Sam?
How are we, boys?
Yeah, well, mate. You?
Good.
What do you do with yourself, Sammy?
Fridges, working on air cons and things like that.
Oh, nice. Plenty of work on?
Yeah, actually flat out at the minute. It's
beautiful.
Good.
All right, now who do you follow in the AFL?
Richmond.
How's that going for you?
Yeah, next question.
Mate, you've had your time. They've had three.
Three flags, Sam.
Yeah, come on.
Just give everyone else a shot first, then we'll be back.
That's it.
Fair enough, too.
You could always be following my mob, Sam, so things can get worse. All right, how do you go with numbers and names and things?
Pretty average.
Average? Oh, we don't need to hear that, Sammy. We want you up and about. All right, here are the rules.
Ungan's happy with that answer, by the way. Sam, 30 seconds on the clock. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some of them have worn multiple numbers for the club. We'll accept either answer, but we must accept your first answer. You can pass and we'll come back if there is time. You get all 10 right, you'll be the third winner of our Guernsey Cash and Win $10,000, and your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
All right. How's Morwell going, by the way?
Again, next question.
Isn't that Peter Siddle territory?
Yes,
it certainly is.
I love Sids. He's a vegan as well. I saw him the other day.
Banana man.
He's been an unfeasibly large white chompers.
Yes.
Hasn't he? Like, if he's had the wrong size put in his.
Yeah, but you know.
All I see are big white chompers.
That's it. When it comes
my
to
wife said I should get them done. So she reckons I can, if I get my teeth done, I might be able to work in America. So anyway.
Okay.
All right. Sammy, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Right, here we go. Ben Mackay, Essendon.
32.
Harry Mackay, Carlton.
10.
Ben Mackay, North Melbourne.
Jesus. 15.
Dan McStay, Collingwood.
11.
Lockie Henderson, Geelong.
23.
Lockie Ash, GWS.
4.
Rhett Biglands, Adelaide.
7.
Josh Kennedy, Hawthorn.
12.
Daryl Wakeland, Port Adelaide.
Onion.
Oh, I got onion. What is that?
That's a good start.
What are we dealing with here?
It's a really good start.
Well, Rick Biglin's obviously our very own, but hadn't played footy for a long time.
No, not for a long time.
Well, to remember that.
But we were 2 for 2, and I thought we were a chance.
Yes, away.
We're 3 for 4 with a pass. We're on our way. He's better than average.
Yeah, how'd you go, Sam? Yep. In your own mind.
All right. Then I heard a couple of names I've never heard before in my life. But we'll move on.
I just love that you just threw out numbers. Lucky.
You still haven't cracked. Might as well go down and never die wondering. All right, what do we got for Sammy?
Wow, what about this? $200 worth of Fireball whiskey. Ignite the night with Fireball cinnamon whiskey. Drink responsibly. You get a 1.14-litre bottle of Fireball. That'll warm you up in Morwell. Fireball bucket hat, Fireball mullet, Fireball inflatable, and Fireball socks.
There you
beautiful.
Go, Sammy.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
The last guy we gave that to was in AA, wasn't he?
Well, that's what he said. We don't think.
Sam, what about you? Serious. Would they be for you or for someone else?
Yeah, absolutely for me.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, Sammy. All right, thanks for being a part of it, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Well done.
Guernsey Cash coming up again tomorrow. We'll have a chat to Mungan. Needs to go off.
BT and I did a speaking gig in Morwell once.
Yeah.
And we followed Warwick Kappa on stage.
The Whiz. Tough to follow the Whiz.
Very hard to follow.
JB and Husey, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Cal Ward, not too far away. It's all thanks to Best Shed's biggest ever sale, which is on right now. Don't miss a massive 30% off the entire Best Shed's range, owned, operated, and manufactured right here in Australia. Don't miss 30% off the range at bestsheds.com.au. Husey, you watched the roast of Tom Brady last night.
The most famous sports person almost all time. It was hectic. Right.
We'll touch on that next on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes special guest host and Carlton tragic, Dave Hughes.
What is your favourite memory?
95, mate. You were there.
It's gone straight to 95.
For more memorable Rush Hour moments, download the Listener app to hear us wherever you are and whenever you want.
James Brayshaw, Dave Hughes.
On the subject of football legends, Tom Brady, the most winningest quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Yep.
Last night was live on Netflix with a roast. There was like 5,000 people at former LA Lakers home stadium, and they roasted Tom Brady mercilessly. It was brilliant.
Well, the Comedy Central roasts are very famous. If you're across them, you will know that. If you're not, you should dive back into the archives of them too, like Charlie Sheen, David Hasselhoff, Rob Lowe, Gene Simmons.
Justin Bieber, I think.
Oh, my God. And they cop the greatest verbal strafing, given how conservative a country the US is.
Yeah.
It's actually incredible that they go as hard as they do.
But also how sensitive celebrities are in America.
Yes.
And you know that because when they come here and they get interviewed, their publicists always say, don't they? Oh, don't ask about this. Don't ask about that. Don't mention that. Don't do that. Yeah. Then they go to these roasts and they get carved.
Nothing is off limits.
It's crazy.
There's a woman, I haven't seen her on them for a while, but there's a woman called Lisa Lampanelli who's done a lot of the roasting back in there. She's called the Queen of Mean. My God.
Yeah.
There was vicious.
There was a woman last night called Nikki Glaser, a comedian she's almost the star of the night, but there was a number of stars. Kevin Hart he was the MC. He started off having a crack at Tom Brady. And I'm going to set this up. Tom Brady obviously famously has divorced his supermodel wife, Giselle. Giselle is now with her jiu-jitsu coach, all right? So they are an item. And Tom recently sort of basically said he thinks there was overlap. There, the jiu-jitsu coach was maybe it was happening while he was still with Tom Brady. So having that information in your head, and Giselle is in the room here, you've got to remember.
She was in the room.
She's in the room with this.
Did not know that.
And here's Kevin Hart talking about the fact that the lessons, the jiu-jitsu or the karate lessons, he called them, they were going on while she was still married to Tom. Have a listen to this.
One of the smartest quarterbacks ever played a game. How did you not see this coming? Eight karate classes a day. And she's still a white belt. She's still a white belt.
She's still a white belt. We're thinking not a lot of karate happened during the lessons.
How good.
He's laughing along. Some of it was a bit close to the bone, but he copped it.
Oh, well, you got to.
Yeah, no, it was
because we had the Hoff on. I don't know how long ago that was.
Before me, so it'd be like nine or ten years.
Okay. And he had, of course, the same thing happen to him.
Yeah.
And he unpacked it a bit for us off air. He said, look, for a start, and we're going to play a grab. He said, for a start, you get a lot of money to be the person everyone roasts.
Yep.
But the people you nominate to roast you, he said, they provide three or four of the comedians and everything, but you can throw a couple of your own in. They get paid really well as well.
On that subject, Kim Kardashian did a bit of roasting last night. She got booed, but she also copped some proper jokes. Really cop them.
Well, that's it, because as a roaster, you're sitting off in the gallery.
Yeah.
You cop it as hard as the person who's being roasted. So I remember saying to the Hoff, Pamela Anderson was a panelist on yours, and she cracked him.
Yeah,
like she properly dirtied up. and he said, well, she should have known what was coming. Anyway, this is the Hoff. Check out on YouTube when they get to roast David Hasselhoff. That is some of the most brutal stuff I've ever heard said to a man.
You know why I walked away with a monster paycheck?
So you are a roaster yourself.
Yeah, I've done, you can see the YouTube, I've done all the footy clubs back in the day, always good fun. The Logies, I've done so much roasting at the Logies, and generally people take it in really good grace.
Well, so I know Carl Stefanovic, you've had many goes at, and I think Carlos would be disappointed if you didn't roast him.
Absolutely. I once got off stage from opening the Logies, and I was sitting next to Grant Denyer, and I sat beside him, and I said, why are you unhappy? He said, you didn't mention me. I said, I forgot. I was meant to mention you.
So is anyone filthied up?
Kyle Sandilands filthied up, which was crazy, seeing that's all he does is roast people.
That's
and
weird.
So when I called him a massive dickhead at the Logies, he didn't forgive me for years. No, but generally people, I did Grant Hackett when he was going through his issues, and people say, he's not in a good place. But he actually messaged me, Grant Hackett, from Michael Phelps's house in America.
Yep.
And said, mate, I've just seen it online and I loved it. So that's you want people to be able to laugh for themselves. You know, I did Shane Warne, Warney the legend.
Yep.
He'd just been on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yep.
So I'm opening the Logies and you want that person to be in the room when you joke about them, and he wasn't there. I said to the producer, is Warnie there? And they said, we can't find him. I said, he's got to be in the room. We're 5 minutes before we go live around the nation. I said, I'm going to find him. I ran out, and I ran to the smokers area, and there was Warnie.
There he was.
I said, Warnie, what are you doing? He said, I'm having a dart. What do you reckon? I said, mate, get in there. I'm about to hang shit on you, all right? He said, Hughesy, I wouldn't let you down. And he stubbed out his cigarette, and he ran in there, and he bloody laughed along.
That's superb. I love it. All right, check it out, Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix. Yeah, it goes for 3 hours, so you strap yourself in.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes comedy superstar and the very famous Dave Hughes.
Had a couple of people recognise me. I should take a photo if you like.
See Hughesy and JB for yourself by following Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram.
Ahead of his 300th game this weekend, we're joined by GWS giant legend Cal Ward.
Under pressure, dropped it. Advantage here for Kelly to go over the top to Ward, who can set sail from 51 metres out. And the crowd lets you know he hit it flat.
Ward, a flying shot of goal from Cal Ward. Has it got the leg? Cal Ward!
Brent Daniels steps inside. Cal Ward, this will be an amazing team goal.
I don't think there's a more universally loved and respected footballer in the comp than Cal Ward, and he has been a star to the tune of 299 games, and on the weekend he brings up the 300th. Wardy, welcome to you, mate, and congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
You've been that bloody hard at the footy. I'll put my hand up and say I didn't think you'd get to 300 because I thought you'd do too much damage to yourself.
I didn't think I'd get there either, to be honest. I've come around quite quickly, actually. When I got to the 250, I thought there's no way I could get to 300, so I'm quite pleased that I've got there.
Yeah, you haven't shirked a contest in all of that time, and you're an original giant, mate. Who is left from the original Giants? Is it you and Lockie Whitfield? Is there anyone else left from the originals?
Nah, Lockie was a bit later.
Oh, was he later? Was he 30?
Stephen Camilio, Nick Haynes, Adam Kennedy.
Yeah.
And Toby Green. So there's five of them.
Oh, God. All right. Sorry. Yeah. All right. So that's a number that's of them. Right. I was completely wrong. Then.
It's not that many.
No, but some guns. That was a pretty good, starting list, wasn't it?
Ridiculous. Really good. Hey, Wardy, what about the club, mate? When it kicked off, everyone said, this is a stupid idea. You're going out to bloody, you know what, nowhere in the west of Sydney, and who the hell thinks this is going to work? It's been an extraordinary success story.
Yeah. Well, we haven't won a premiership, so not really success yet. But at the same time, we feel like we're building. We've played in a lot of final series. We've won finals games, but we just haven't got that ultimate premiership. But in terms of like the football club and the journey I've been on, it's been something that I've really enjoyed. And I still feel like we're on a really good path towards success. And hopefully we can get that premiership in the next few years or so.
Oh, no doubt. But, mate, don't get too hard on that stat. If you're a St Kilda fan, you've been in the comp for 100 years. You only ever won one. So they're not easy to win, Wardy.
Yeah, no, that's true. I've definitely realised that. But, yeah, I mean, the main reason I came to the Giants was to play in premierships, and I haven't achieved that yet, so hopefully I can add that.
Mate, can we go back to the start with Sheeds, Kevin Sheedy? What was it like having Sheeds as your coach? Was he pretty wacky back then, or how was he?
Well, that's probably a good word for him. He was, in terms of footy brain, he's so intellectual with football, and his mouth, for the game, and, the way it should be played was amazing. It was very funny the way he went about it. Like, through a game, he had about 1,001 things up on the whiteboard. Nobody could understand a single thing of it. but the way he went about it, like, he was very inspiring. I was a huge Essendon supporter growing up, so I always loved him as a kid as well. To be coached by him was pretty special.
Would he hang around and drink with the boys? I don't remember doing before the game back in the day, JB, and when Kevin Sheedy would come in, he would be the last one to leave afterwards on a Saturday night. So would he ever drink with the boys?
Oh, yeah. We'd always go back to the Palace Hotel, which was in Concord, just right next to where we lived in Breakfast Point when we first started. And the Palace Hotel had a tab there as well, as he'd just drink the wines and bet all night with the boys. That was good fun. Good fun back in the day.
And, mate, you had some nuts blokes, when the club started. That initial team was, like, ridiculous. You got Will Hoskin-Elliott, obviously. You got Jeremy Cameron, who have all Dev Smith buggered off and played for the Bombers. Yeah. Dylan Scheel, all these names. Adam Tomlinson have found homes elsewhere.
Yeah, if you look at if you actually go through the names, it's quite amazing to see how much talent we've had through the footy club. And obviously for those first few, probably every year, but especially the first few six or seven years, there was always clubs coming after our top talent because we had so much talent in the footy club. So we'd always lose two or three. I felt like we kept a lot of the important ones, but at the same time, we lost so much talent through those early years. And as you can see now, there's so many players around the competition that I've played with and played with the Giants as well.
Well, speaking of that, how much time we got, Rebs? You need to take a break or break, you're thinking?
Yeah,
what
we'll
are you?
For, yeah, we'll go for a bit of a break. Right. Yeah, right.
Wardy, stick around. I'm going to ask you about a squad member who's gone on to do amazing things in another field.
Billy Brownless has gone AWOL.
I nearly had enough.
I know. So don't worry, we have too.
So we've brought in a comedy icon to replace him.
It's great to be with you two legends.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and Dave Hughes.
Cal Ward from the Giants has stuck around ahead of game 300 this weekend, JB.
Right, so we're talking about the man who was there right at the very start of this franchise, Callum Ward. He's going to play his 300th.
You know what?
Buddy.
His DNA is in that. The hardness of Callum Ward is why, and I'm going to put it on record, is why they've been such a good club for so long.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. A man who, I don't know if he was in the initial squad, Wardy, but Alex Carey was on the list at the Giants before he made the wise decision to play cricket. Do you remember much about what he brought to the table?
Well, Alex Carey was there before I got to the footy club. So he was there for our NEFL year.
Yeah, right.
Before I even turned up to the footy club. So I'm pretty sure he was a skipper. He was a skipper of the Giants before I got there.
Yep.
In their NEFL year. So I've never actually met him, to be honest.
Oh, so he'd gone before you lobbed.
He was gone before I lobbed.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, the other one I was going to ask you about is Satanta O'Halpin, who is always one of my favourites. A man that especially liked training.
He was always one of my favourites, too. Very, very strange cat, but a very good guy, very passionate, very loyal, and he was so good to play with.
Yeah, no, he was a good player for Carlton as well, Satanta. He had some
like Cloakie.
Cloakie deserved to kick up the bum that day, so he had to get up, and there was one way to get him up. So that was all right, mate. Sydney, are you when your career finishes? Will you get out of Sydney as quick as you can, or are you ensconced in that town?
Oh, you know what? I do love Sydney, but my wife and I are both from Melbourne, so we have a few kids now, and all of our families and friends are back in Melbourne, so they're really looking forward to us spending some more time in Melbourne. So definitely after I stop playing, we'll be moving back to Melbourne.
Whereabouts in Sydney are you?
I'm not in the west. I'm in North Bondi at the moment.
Oh,
so
mate.
You're doing it tough, Woody.
So you're going to go back to Spotswood, are you, or not? What do you reckon?
Maybe. I'm not sure yet. I've got to work all that out.
Did you buy a house in North Bondi?
I did, yeah.
No, he's mate. He's rich. Doesn't have to do anything.
No, he's fine.
Doesn't have to do anything.
Never have to work again. I've got a question for you, Callum Ward. There's a club that's pretty close to my heart that's not going as well as I'd like him to be. Have you got another season? Can you give us 1 year of just getting down to Arden Street and straightening a few up?
I don't know. At the moment, I'm really not sure. Well, the thing is, I'm really enjoying my footy still. My body's really good. So, we'll see where that takes me. So if you can speak to the hierarchy of North, maybe you can.
Got a lot of salary cap room.
He'll have a retirement year. Mate, do you remember coming to see me do stand-up comedy at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville back in 2014?
I remember it clearly, yeah.
Yeah, so, mate, I'm such a footy tragic. When I finished the gig and Cal Ward was there, made my heart sing to know Cal had turned
up. You called us out, I think. I think you called out Tom Bug, who I was with at the time.
Did I? God, Tommy, I can't remember.
Pretty sure. I think maybe he told you he was coming. I can't remember. But I remember chatting to you after the show anyway.
Yes.
So, Wardy, everyone we speak to who reaches these incredible milestones says the same thing, and that is they cannot believe how quickly game one to game 299 has happened. Are you in that bucket? Are you blown away by how fast it's gone?
Oh, a bit of both. Now when I look back, it's kind of gone quickly, but I do know that it's been over half my life. Well, it's probably been half my life that I've been playing football for. So 17 years, and I've crammed a fair bit into it, playing at the Dogs for 4 years and coming up to the Giants to start fresh. And I mean, it has gone really quickly, but at the same time, it's been a huge journey and one that's kind of been tough at times, especially, but also has flown by at times as well.
Well, you, as Hughesy said, you are as tough a footballer as we've seen over that stretch. Who is the toughest opponent you've lined up on, as in physically?
Oh,
Geez, that's a tough question. Like, there's a couple of tough ones that I've lined up on in terms of their ability. Like Marcus Bontempelli, I find one of the hardest ever to play on. Mark Murphy, when he was in his prime, I tagged him a couple of times and he absolutely ran me off my legs. And Joel Salwood was tough, like just in and under tough and could run as well. But in terms of physically, like I think maybe Patrick Cripps, like those big bodies inside mids, you can win their own ball and you just can't tackle them. He's incredible.
Oh, that warms my heart to hear that. But yeah, they're a chance. The Giants are every chance to go all the way this year. It's gonna be huge. And the Swans also. It was a tough game on the weekend. I thought you might have got closer to the Swans. What happened on the weekend?
Yeah, it was disappointing. We just got outworked on the weekend. It was a pretty ordinary performance. They just out toughed us. They won the contested ball and they won away from the ball as well. So we just probably didn't work hard enough. We didn't win the hard ball as well.
So Rubes is coming down, your beautiful better half, and Romeo and Ralphie. How many tickets have we got for the big 300th?
Oh, I'm still going through the tickets at the moment. I think we'll probably get about 60 to 80 at the moment.
That's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of family. Like, there's a lot of family and partners and cousins and uncles and aunties and Ruby's side as well. So it just adds up in you.
Yeah, and it's going to be the Essendon are flying as well. It's going to be a massive game. So yeah, what atmosphere will be created on that day? And if you get the job done, good on you, mate.
Hey, Cal. As I said at the start, I can't think of a more universally enjoyed footballer across all of the 18 clubs than yourself. You've been an absolute jet. 300 games. Enjoy every bit of the game on the weekend.
I really appreciate that, boys. Thank you very much.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes special guest host Dave Hughes.
I'm wearing pants, which is, obviously I'm overdressed for this. You guys are so relaxed.
Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
Archival. That's what we've become. Archival on this show. Because Fat's away. We don't know where he is. Don't know what he's doing.
It's a remember when, isn't it? You know. And then people love nostalgia.
They do, Hughesy. You
know, there's no doubt.
And we've got either the idiot song or the idiot file. There are so many of them because we've done this show for so long. And Fat basically gives us one every week, pretty much, or 10 days.
Yeah. So I just say, my cousin Joe in Thailand, he lives in Thailand, mate. He's hooked on the Rush Hour. It's his...
What the hell?
Every day.
I know.
From Thailand.
Funny, we get people from Ireland, don't we? From far north, Saskatchewan in the top of Canada.
Oh, Quinton.
I've been to where he lives. He lives on the most beautiful beach, the most beautiful people walking around, but he'd rather sit and
listen to the Rush Hour.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
No, we can't. Hughesy, don't worry. We can't work it out either. So this one is 2019. It's an idiot song to Time to Say Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea Bocelli,
it's a great song.
And Sarah Brightman, is she getting
ripped? I think it's Andrea Bocelli with Bill Brownless.
Maybe in 2019 we thought it was time for us to say goodbye to Fat and we still haven't.
I was trying to get in Blue Sky Beautiful Day into listeners.
What you were trying to say, but you couldn't.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work. In my head or something, it doesn't come from there down to my mouth.
It doesn't work.
I don't know what happens. But it doesn't work. There's a blockage.
Oh, is there?
I think I might have an enema.
Oh.
Time to say goodbye.
He was leading the Giro d'Italia. Exclusivity.
Do you
know Saplump on
Block?
Incompetent. That's what you are. To me, Tom Hawkins, all the way from Finland. G'day, Hawk.
Billy Jones, how are you, boys?
We're wonderful, mate. How are you? Now, what do we give this great pleasure of talking to you today for?
Surrounded by pheasants.
Pheasants,
you reckon?
Mate, it's a real word salad, isn't it? It's like you're just tossing them around and whatever hits the mouth.
What's happened now, Hughesy, and he's open with it now on the Saturday Rub. If you get yourself, like that Tom Hawkins question, if you get yourself into enough trouble, Bill's mantra now is just stop.
Yeah.
But don't say any more words. Just stop mid-sentence.
Yeah, right. So you're so lost, don't get yourself any further lost.
That's it.
Just stay wherever you are in the jungle. You just stay there and wait for help to come to you.
That's it. That's exactly what he does. That's just too funny. Now,
bail out, I think he calls it, doesn't he?
Yeah, you just bail, you just stop. And he's critical of other broadcasters that don't do it.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes special guest host and Carlton tragic, Dave Hughes.
What is your favourite memory?
95, mate. You were there.
It's gone straight to 95.
For more memorable Rush Hour moments, download the Listener app to hear us wherever you are and whenever you want. Billy Brownless has gone AWOL.
I nearly had enough.
Oh, no. So don't worry, we have too.
So we've brought in a comedy icon to replace him.
It's great to be with you two legends.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and Dave Hughes.
James Brayshaw.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Phil.
Dave Hughes.
I have a joke.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour on the Listener app and cool. on your radio.
Now, tomorrow, Laura Kane joins us, head of footy at the AFL. She actually started at North Melbourne in my last year, I reckon year and a half.
Are you saying you taught her everything she knows?
She was appointed without my knowledge. when she got to the club, I realised she's a star.
Yeah.
And she's just improved, got better and better, and she now runs the whole bloody game. She's ripper. And Jay Clark as well, Jay-Z. To talk footy middle of the week. So big show tomorrow.
You met Jay-Z before?
Yeah, I've met Jay-Z, absolutely. I know Jay-Z. Yeah, he's good. He's good.
He's very good.
Yeah. And so the Thursday night game, which is only a couple of days away, and the Blues again against Melbourne.
Yes.
Then we've got Sydney at home.
Oh, it's a tough little patch for the Blues.
We're just hanging on to the edge of the eight as we speak. It's going to be hard.
That. Harry Mackay's switch, are you still thinking about that?
Harry Mackay, he probably knows he could have gone long to Charlie Curnow in that last quarter.
No, he can't let it go.
let it go.
He can't stop projecting either. So it's time for this.
End the day with a laugh. This is Hughesy's joke.
By the way, it is sponsored by Free Get One Free on Falcon Wild Peak All-Terrain Tyres at Tyre Power. They are your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, look, I know that Billy's done a lot of jokes, and look, there's a chance I will repeat some of the jokes Billy's done.
Well, he repeats them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right, so I'll give him my own twist, hopefully. All right, here we go. A woman gets on a bus with her baby. The bus driver says, oh, that's the ugliest baby I've ever seen. The woman walks to the rear of the bus and sits down fuming. She says to a man next to her, the driver just insulted me. The man says, you go up there and tell him off. Go on. I'll hold your monkey for you. Come on.
I'd be going there.
You can go there.
That's a bit ropey for a Tuesday.
I remember my dad once said to me, when you were a baby, someone said you were the ugliest baby they'd ever seen. I said, thanks for a reminder. That's good. That's a good memory for you, isn't it? Thanks for telling me, mate.
From your own dad.
Come on, Dad. Thanks, Pop.
I'm a Pop.
I didn't remember it, Dad. I didn't remember it.
I didn't need to hear it. Oh, no. Come on. He gets them out better.
He does.
They're told a lot better.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Dave Hughes. Thanks to Best Shed, biggest ever sale. On now.